Well, good morning, and welcome to worship with us here at Romeo United Methodist Church. My name is Pastor Devin, and it is my pleasure, as always, to be with you for this time, for this special day in the life of the church. You might have noticed we have a few extra things up here with me this morning. We have a stack of presents to my right, which we'll get to those in a little bit, and we have a few art displays to my left, which we'll also get to those in a little bit. We'll be using both of those during service today. It's a special time. And then, of course, down front, we have our flowers that are in honor, in love, in memory, in support of Memorial Day this weekend that were provided by members of the church. There was the flyer that came in that you got on your way in this morning. We thank Mary Jo for her efforts in making that possible and arranging those orders each year. And she did remind me, or tell me to remind you, you are welcome to, of course, take a flower home if you purchased one, if you would like to take it home and plant it. If not, if you leave it here, our wonderful gardener extraordinaires that we have that keep this place looking beautiful said they'll use them and plant them around the church. So if you want to leave it here with us, we will make use of it here at the church as well. But we have some exciting things to be a part of our service today, and I'm glad you're here for it. I had a couple of quick things to highlight for you for upcoming announcements, things that are going on. The first being that down on the sign-up board downstairs, the men's group has their home plate event that happens down at Comerica Park every year. It's a morning and afternoon of worship and time spent with some former players as they talk about their experience with faith, their life. It's a special day. And then there is a baseball game that you get to participate in as well. So if you would like to join the men's group for that, that sign-up sheet is down there. It's not just for the men's group. Someone said, I keep saying men's group. The men's group is sponsoring it. It's for all the church. Anyone who wants to participate, that is going on. The women's group also has a planned event down there. There's a river cruise, I think I saw is what it signed up as. Is that right, Linda? Is that what's... It's a river cruise that signed on the board down there. You can join the women for that if you're interested in joining them. We also have square dancing coming up on June 10th. We'll be square dancing in the fellowship hall downstairs. I have to say, we did this a few months back. I was a little nervous. I can't dance. Nobody laughed at me, guys. It was fun. We had a good time with it. I would encourage you, come join us, even if it's just for the evening of fun and fellowship. The gentleman who's the caller, I think that's the right term for it, he does a wonderful job in leading us through the steps and having a fun evening. So if you can join us, that's June 10th. And then finally, on the board down there, there is the VBS sign-up for this year for Vacation Bible School, the volunteer positions that we need to fill. If you would like to help out, I'd encourage you to look at that board. Or if you have questions, you can talk to Margie. She can find a spot to plug you in if you're not sure quite what you want to do, but that is down there as well. Those are all the announcements that I had, all the things I had to share with you. And so I'm going to encourage you to center your hearts, center your minds on the Lord as we're going to sing our opening hymn. And of course, I'll ask you to stand with me as we sing together. We're going to sing hymn number 368, My Hope is Built. Will you stand and sing with me?
Thank you. sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Will you pray with me? Spirit of wind, spirit of fire, come to us this day, freeing us from our fears. Lift us up when we have fallen. Dust us off and set us squarely on the path of hope you have set before us. Remind us that we are never far from your presence. Get us ready for the great adventure and opportunities that you present before us. Help us to be good and willing workers for you, for we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. You may please be seated. Our first scripture reading for today comes to us from the book of Acts. It's chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. It is the reason for the day. It is the reason for Pentecost that we are celebrating today. And I invite you to hear these words of the coming of the Holy Spirit. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every people under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native languages, Parthians and Medes, Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and all the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." Peter addresses the crowd. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Amen. This ends our first reading for today. As special as the day of Pentecost is and can often be in the church, today we get to make it a little extra special, in my opinion. Because as I shared at the start of service today, we have some artwork on display to my left, your right up here. And over the past few weeks, I've had the privilege of spending some time with some of our students, some of our youth, those who have expressed an interest in becoming members of the United Methodist Church of Romeo, United Methodist Church. We've had a chance to talk about what that means to be a member, but most importantly, we've had a chance to talk about what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And each of these individuals that's going to come forward in just a moment, they came to our classes, they participated in our sessions, they learned hopefully a little bit, but we also highlighted that just because they're becoming members today doesn't mean they know it all. Doesn't mean they understand it all. It means that they desire to continue to learn. They desire to continue to love the Lord. And it was a special privilege to get to spend those time with them. I hope I have much more time to spend with them in the future as well. And at this time, I'm going to invite those individuals who are wishing to be confirmed as members of the church to come forward and join me up front. Are you ready? Oh, you guys are going to go right here. I don't need that. I got a microphone ready. You guys ready? All right. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All of this is God's gift offered to us without price. Through confirmation, through the reaffirmation of our faith, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism. We acknowledge what God is doing for us and affirm our commitment to Christ's holy church. So friends, on this day, I present to you the four individuals who are seeking to become members of the congregation, members of Romeo United Methodist Church. Before you today is Corinne Lamb, Kate Sparks, Eddie Zaglin, and Audrey Rosso. So now I ask these questions to you who have come forward. Do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If so, answer, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? If so, answer, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races? If so, answer, I do. And to all of you who are with us today, I ask, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Jesus Christ? If so, answer, we do. Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? If so, will you join me in the response found on the screens? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness, that they may grow in their trust of God and be found faithful in their service to others. We will pray for them, that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. And now for all of us gathered, the confirmands and the members, guests and visitors, all who love Jesus Christ, I invite you to join me as we join in professing the Christian faith as contained in the words of the Old and New Testaments of the Scriptures through the Apostles' Creed. The words, again, will be on the screens. You guys, it's on the back of your page. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Finally, I ask those of you who have come forward, as members of Christ's Universal Church, will you be loyal to Christ through the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? If so, answer, I will. As members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? If so, answer, I will. Members of the congregation of Romeo United Methodist Church, I commend these persons to your love and care, Do all in your power to love and increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in God's perfect love. May the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish you and strengthen you, that you may live in grace and peace forever. Friends, I invite you to welcome the newest confirmed members of Romeo United Methodist Church. As part of our time together, we talked, we discussed, but we also had to break out the paints, apparently. In the past, the church has had a tradition that they make shields out of fabric and different materials, and we were doing our design work one day in the craft room, and Margie and I were looking at the supplies, and we found canvases, and someone said, well, wouldn't it be fun to paint the shields? And I said, if it sounds like fun to paint the shields, let's paint the shields! So we painted our shields this year, and I think you'll agree they look wonderful. They've done a great job. But I told them originally that maybe we'd have to get up here and rock, paper, scissors to see who had to talk first. I shared with Corinne we're not doing that because I put them in the slide, so they got to go in the order I picked. So we're going alphabetical today. So I'm going to invite them. They're just going to share their name and share a brief word about their shield, about their scripture, why they picked that for us today.
The verse I chose was a scene from Daniel in the Lion's Den. I always liked those verses because Daniel's faith saved him from the lions.
Thank you, Corinne.
I chose "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted," because whenever you're sad, you've always gotten better.
Thank you, Audrey.
I chose Isaiah 41, verse 18, and it shows how beautiful he made the world.
I chose Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask and it will be given to you, and knock and it shall open unto you.
I think you'll agree they did a great job, didn't they, guys? It shows them their faith well. So Margie's going to step forward here. We have a little gift, a word of encouragement for you as you guys become members of our church here. Too heavy, the bag can't hold it. That's a good thing, guys. There you go. Thank you, guys. We are so happy to have you joining us as part of our church and look forward to what God is doing and is going to continue to do through you. Thank you so much. You guys may return to your seats. Of course, we need pictures afterwards, so you guys got to come up here and get pictures with me, all right? Well, as I'm inviting the slightly older kids to return to their seats, I'm going to invite the younger children, those students and children that we have, to come forward and join me for our time with children. I have to give Daddy. I'm covered in glitter from those bags, guys. I'm shiny. I like it. Never bad to be shiny. I'm with you, Michael. Let us shine, right? Come on up, guys. Well, good morning, boys and girls. How are you doing this morning? Pretty good? Oh, well, that's okay. We have those days sometimes. Today is kind of a special day, though. We often come up here and we sing when it's someone's birthday, right? We've sung happy birthday. Some of you had us. We've sung happy birthday to you on your birthday, right? We do that in the church. Well, today, the scripture I just read, it says it was the day of Pentecost. And the day of Pentecost, is, as we heard in that scripture, was when the Holy Spirit came. And it descended and it fell on those disciples that were gathered. And it's recognized as the birthday of the church, the day that the church was born, the church as we know it now. And I thought, well, if it's a birthday, then we got to sing, right? If we got to sing, we got to have candles and a cake because it's the birthday of the church. So we had a party this week, and we had some cupcakes left over from that. So those are up here. But then we also, while we were making a cake for it was for Aunt Roan this week at our house. And Veda said she would make me a cake to go with it. So I thought, well, shoot, I'm not going to say no to birthday cake. So she made us a birthday cake. And I'm wondering if you guys can help me sing to the church here. And then you can help me blow out these candles. How about that? Can you do that for me? Let me get these lit. Oh, we'll see here. Oh, I want all the help I can get singing. You know that, Gwen. Come on. Come on, last one. There it goes. All right. So you guys are going to have to gather around to blow it out, all right? So let's sing together, though. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear church. Happy birthday to you. Woo! All right, everyone gather around. Come here. Everyone get around. I'll count us down. Ready? You going to help me blow them out? Here we go on the count of three. Ready? One, two, three.
That's sad. You gave us trip candles.
I did? What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
See, they're sparking.
Huh. What do you think, Spencer? Does that make some sense? Does it make some sense that we can't put the birthday candles of the church out? I think that's an amazing testimony to it, because that spirit came. That spirit came. It was rocking the windows, and there was flames that fell on the disciples. And you know what? That was 2,000 years ago. And the church's flame, it hasn't gone out. It is still burning. The spirit's flame is still burning in our church, around the world. And I think those candles are a wonderful representation of it. We can't put those candles out. Well, I'm going to try to in a second here. We'll see how it goes. But that's the truth, isn't it? The church's flame. We literally have a flame that hangs above my head that we call it the eternal flame, the reminder of that light that is continually burning that doesn't go out in our world. And so, yeah, we do celebrate that. We celebrate that the Spirit came. I celebrate that the Spirit is moving in this room at this moment and that we get to celebrate that. And we also have a stack of birthday presents here. So we had a party on Thursday with our Yahas group, and we invited people to bring presents to the church. And they thought, well, wouldn't it be fun if the kids helped us open some of those? So I'm going to invite you guys. I'll grab one present. Grab a present that looks like you want to grab here. And while you do that, I'm going to see if I can actually make this happen. Let's see.
Take care of it. That's right. We might all get a shower. All right, you guys all got your presents? Oh, any back there? All right, so these were all things that we looked at that we recognized. I mean, when you get presents for your birthday, it's things that you need or things that you want, right? So these are the things that we knew we needed around the church that people have bought for the church. So on the count of three, you guys, I'll tear into them. Open up those presents. Let's see what we got. Ready? One, two, three. Go for it. What do you guys got? We got bowls. Lots of bowls. We use lots of bowls. We got gloves. That's a good thing. We use lots of gloves on there. What do you got, Everett? A bowl? All right. How about you, Spencer? What do you got?
Something.
Oh, trays. Display trays. I don't know what you got, Michael. Oh, you got plates. Yep. How about you girls down there? What do you got, Margaret? Oh, a new clock. Wait a second. Is that for the back of the sanctuary? You guys tell me something? You got a clock for me? Trying to keep me on time? All right. How about you, Eliza? What do you got down there? Oh, you got bowls too, huh? Yeah. How about you, Lainey? Oh, you got, it looks like some gift cards to buy some things we need. Look at that. I see a gift card in there. Yep. Paint gift card. Think we're going to be doing some painting. All right. Wow. Those are some good presents. Michael's still trying to figure out what he got. What's it say down here, Michael? No, it doesn't say. There you go. What do you got, Michael? Crates? That's what it looks like. I'm with you. Oh, planters. Planters for going outside, I bet. There's another one? All right. Well, you can do it in there. Oh, sorry, it's going off the rails. All right. So how many is this what your house looks like after birthday presents?
And Christmas.
And Christmas, yeah. It looks pretty good in here. It was a good birthday party for the church. Thank you guys for helping us open them. Thank you for helping us blow out the candles and celebrate. Thank you. We'll open the rest later. We're going to open them downstairs, all right? I just want everyone to get a true note. So we'll open the rest. If you want to help during fellowship time, we'll do them downstairs, all right? But thank you guys for being a part of our church. Thank you for helping us celebrate. Thank you for all that you do to be a part of our church that makes it possible. And I know they got some fun plan for you back there, but I'm going to say a word of prayer before you guys head back. You can just leave your presence right here. We're going to leave the example of everything we got, all right? So let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I do thank you this morning. I thank you that we got to recognize some of those older students who have been a part of our church for some time, or those who have used to sit right here on these steps, who have gone to Odyssey, who have now made the choice to follow you for themselves, to be a part of your church, to love you throughout their lives. Lord, I thank you for each of these boys and girls that are here with me now, that they too can be a part of our ministries, of our work, of the things that we do, that they can help us celebrate the birthday of the church, all the good, all the ministry, all the service that has been done through the years and that will be possible because of these gifts that were brought here. We are so thankful. We are so grateful for your church. So Lord, I just pray that you continue to bless these boys and girls, bless these items we've received, that they will be used in service and honor of you. For God, we love you and we pray in your holy name. Amen. All right, guys, you can go ahead and head back to Odyssey. If you want to back to your seats, I'll see you after church, all right? You can help me open some more presents downstairs. Thank you so much. You, Spencer thinks I needed the acolyte staff to put the candles out.
No, put them on.
Oh, come back on. All right. All right, thank you, guys. This is without a doubt the biggest mess I've ever made in church. I love it. We do celebrate in the church, don't we? We celebrate when there are reasons to celebrate, like new members joining the church, like a birthday. We take time to lift the joys before God and before one another. And I'm glad we're able to do that. And we also take this time to lift those concerns, those needs we have in our own lives, in the lives of our loved ones, our family, our nation, wherever the need may be, lift those things to God. The only one that I had lifted that I had on my list to share was, that I want to bring up was what I mentioned at the beginning. We have flowers, we have a long weekend. That it is Memorial Day weekend in America. Amen. We take a moment to recognize all those men and women who have given their lives in service to our nation. All those families who were suddenly changed because of the heroic sacrifices of so many of our brave military. So we take this time to recognize, to give thanks, to honor those sacrifices that were made. We lift our prayers to God. Nathan, if you still have microphones, if you would like to share something of your own, please feel free to raise your hand.
I'd like to ask for prayers for somebody who's very special to all of us, and that's our own dear Frank Brown. Frank Brown is our World War II veteran who just celebrated 98 years a few weeks ago, but he has been fighting gallstones for about 2 weeks. They've been making life miserable for him, and his procedure is not until the 19th of June. So pray for Frank so that he can have some good days as he goes forward and that the procedure on the 19th of June will relieve him of his problems on his way to 100 years.
Absolutely. It is good to have you with us, Frank, and we do keep you in prayers for some comfort and relief in the days ahead.
My daughter had a tumor on her parotid artery. It's on a gland. I don't know what that is. But anyway, a couple of years ago, had it removed, and it's very rare that it would come back, but she had a scan the other day, and there's something there, either it's a lymph node or another tumor. So please, please pray. That's Christy. Just pray.
Prayers.
Thank you.
Prayers for a diagnosis and answers and healing.
Healing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The Tigers won, and Pat got stung by a yellow jack in her house. So I called Pat and Nancy this morning, and she told her to go to urgent care because her hand's still swollen.
Prayers for Pat as she deals with the sting. Absolutely. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, thanks, Steve. I just want to, I know Nancy already said it, I want to say thanks for all the prayers and cards and all that stuff, and I really appreciate it. And I feel good now, but that problem I got prevents me from, it'll rear its ugly head on me, and I can't go anywhere. So that's what happened the last couple Sundays.
We missed you.
So I decided to come anyway this Sunday.
We are glad you did, Frank, and we will continue to keep you in prayer.
I just wanted to share with you that I got a praise report. I got 3 years in remission, and I finally get to get my port taken out. So that's going to be on Tuesday.
We definitely celebrate that with you, with Michelle, and are so thankful.
Yes, I have a joy. It was so wonderful to see the young people up in front confessing their faith. That keeps this church alive and gives it another birthday. And all those parents of those kids that have guided them to their faith. So, wonderful.
Thank you, Marty. That is a wonderful reminder. Thank you. Do we have others? Oh, got you. I have one that did come through online. Connie is asking for prayers for a friend, Cindy Wilson's mother-in-law, who's 87. She fell and broke her leg and wrist and is looking at quite a long recovery. So, we will keep Cindy Wilson's mother-in-law, is who it's the name I have. We'll keep her in our prayers, Connie. Thank you.
Jean Southby, who usually sits beside me here every Sunday morning, I received a text from her. She went into the hospital on Friday, and she has a lot of pain, and they're trying to figure out what to do to treat her. So keep Jean in your prayers, please.
We'll certainly keep Jean in our prayers. Thank you, Judy, for that update. And we'll pray for her.
Continue prayer for Beth Dyson.
We continue to keep Beth in our prayers. Thank you, Nathan. Yes.
I have a joy to share today. You've heard me ask for prayers for my mother over the past month or so, and she's doing much, much better to the point where she was able to be here today to see her granddaughter confirmed. What a joy.
We are so glad you could join us and are glad for the continuing improvements to the health, and we'll continue to pray for healing. So good to have you. Are there any others with us this morning? And we have heard those things that have brought us joy. We have heard those concerns lifted that are in need of an extra measure of prayer. So I would invite you to take a moment to lift those things that you might be carrying with you. Spend a moment in silent prayer before our God. Lord of patience and of persistence, we live in a broken and shattered world. All around us, we see evidence of hatred and alienation. We cannot help but observe it. Observe that that alienation happens even amongst your people. We create devices to separate rather than unite, to divide rather than to come together in hope. Lord, on this day, forgive us of our sins. Those sins that can cause so much division and so much hurt. Remind us today that the disciples too, they lived in a fearful world. A world with an uncertain future. Yet one day you came to them as they sat gathered together. You empowered them. You gave them hearts of courage. You gave them hearts of faith. Lord, bring to us those same hearts today that we may serve you well, bringing peace and hope to this world. Father God, we thought we could feel no greater joy than that joy that's felt on Easter morning when the good news of Jesus' resurrection was proclaimed. But Lord, in reality, this day of Pentecost, it surpasses even that. Because you have come to us. You've come to free us of our imprisonment. You have come and given us your Spirit. You've given us a voice of power and hope to proclaim the good news. You have poured into our lives the Holy Spirit to be with us always. Lord, that is so truly amazing that we can't even fully comprehend what it means. The only words we can offer to you in return are thank you. Thank you for the privilege it is to know you, to serve you, to love you. We ask that you be with our dear ones, those who are facing illness, those who mourn, those who feel lost and alone, who feel hurt in so many ways. Lord, we pray that you help us to reach out to them with loving kindness in the name of the Holy Spirit, to give them peace, to give them comfort, to give them strength, to give them whatever it might be that they need. Lord, strengthen us for the times ahead. Give us courage to proclaim your love with our lives, for we ask all of this in Jesus' mighty name, as we join together in this prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you to again stand with me as you're able for our next hymn. It's number 347, Spirit Song. Will you sing hymn 347? You may please be seated. I forgot one joy that I should have lifted up, but I know you'll join me in thanking her. We have Gloria playing with us again this morning because Mia Young is on vacation. Thank you, Gloria. She's always so graciously stepped in when I've called, and I appreciate it so much. So thank you for blessing us today. We do take a moment here in our service to pause and recognize the ministries that we're a part of, the work we do, the place this church has in our community. It does make a difference, and it makes a difference because of all of you, because of all of our faithfulness in giving to the church through our tithes and our offerings. I remind us that we do have the offering box on the wall to my right here if you wish to leave us a gift in the box here this morning. We also have our online giving available at romeoumc.com if you prefer to use that. I do thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for the continued work of the church. Let us offer this word of thanks to God in prayer. God of wind and flame, set us on fire this morning as we celebrate the explosion of your Holy Spirit coming into the world on that day of Pentecost. Remind us that the gift you gave that day was not just the gift to speak in different tongues, but also the gift of hearing and comprehension, of knowing your will for us in our lives. May your Holy Spirit keep us attuned to the voices all around us, to those who need us to be bearers of your love and compassion. May these gifts help us to give through your church to meet those needs, to be the hope for those who are downtrodden. Lord, we are so thankful. We are so grateful. We come today, as always, in Christ's name. Amen. Our second scripture reading for this morning is coming to us from 1 Corinthians. It's chapter 12, verses 3 through 13. If you want to follow along in the Pew Bibles, it is on page 164 of the New Testament. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed." And no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of powerful deeds. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. This is the word of God for all of us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. This past week I came across an article. As I read it, it said that an estimated $162 billion was spent on dental care in America over the course of the past year. $162 billion. And that was just through services rendered at dental offices, through the dentist, what was covered through them. It didn't include the purchase of toothbrushes, electric toothbrushes, mouthwash, floss, whatever other tools are out there anymore, all the stuff you can get. Or the breath mints or gum that we buy at the counter. None of that was included in that $162 billion. As I read that number, it made me realize we make kind of a big deal about dental care, about taking care of our mouths, about taking care of our breath that we have. And I have to be honest, as I read through that article, as I read those numbers, there was only one thing that it made me think of, one scene that instantly popped into my brain. And it comes from a favorite TV show of mine and Brittany's. It's Ted Lasso. I don't know if any of you have seen Ted Lasso. The story of an American football coach who's sent over to England to coach soccer, a sport he knows nothing about. It's quite a fish-out-of-water story. But this scene I'm about to play for you comes from that show, and it was just in my mind instantly. In this scene, you're going to see poor little Phoebe. She's the little girl you're going to see. She's having some troubles as she's discovered that almost all of her classmates think that she has horrible breath, that she has really bad breath, and it's making her quite sad. So her Uncle Roy and his girlfriend Keely, they're there trying to encourage her, trying to lift her spirits. So I invite you to go ahead and watch.
But your breath doesn't smell that bad. Come on. Baby, it's me. Let me have a smell. Come on. Oh.
Oi! She feels bad enough.
I'm so sorry, I really tried.
It cannot be that bad.
Go away!
Phoebe.
I'm a monster!
I've spent the last 20 years in locker rooms with men. I promise you I've smelled worse.
I don't know.
I think you might be dying.
Sweetheart, listen, that is not like I forgot to brush my teeth bad, or like I ate onions bad. It's actually medically bad, which means it's not your fault. Come here.
Right. For anyone who's concerned about poor Phoebe, they get her sorted out, don't worry. They get her taken care of by the end of the episode. But I have to tell you, that was the scene that just kept playing in my head this week. It was stuck as I thought about today's message. You see the title, He Breathed on Them. That was the words that came to me, the scene that came to me from those words. And I have to admit, it made me a little self-conscious this week. I spent a little extra time in the bathroom brushing my teeth, the mouthwash, flossing. I got into real good this week. My dentist would be proud. But then, as I thought about it a little more, as I looked at those scriptures a little more, and we've already heard, today is the day of Pentecost, right? The day we celebrate the birthday of the church, that we celebrate that event. The day the Holy Spirit moved amongst those gathered disciples, giving them the fire of God, giving them the Spirit of God, empowering them for ministry. But as I read through this scripture, the same one we heard this morning from Acts, the retelling of those events, it also made me think of another scripture. It's actually one we looked at a few weeks back during the Easter season. And it's that scripture that actually draws this sermon title from it. He breathed on them. It goes back to the 20th chapter of John's Gospel. And it was a retelling, or it was recalling the events that happened on the first night after Jesus was resurrected. And I wanted to read a few of these verses for you. Jesus appears to the disciples. When it was the evening of that day, the first day of the week, and the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." As you can see on those screens, I highlighted one of those verses in there, right? Verse 22. Because as I said, this was the day of the resurrection, the first evening that they'd realized Jesus was alive. Jesus has appeared to the disciples. They have rejoiced, we're told. But then we're told that he breathed on them, that he said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit." So as I thought back to this scripture from John, it kind of stopped me in my preparation for today. If on this first day of the resurrection, Jesus gave the disciples the Holy Spirit, why in the world did we need the day of Pentecost? Some 50 days later, why do we need that? Was it a do-over? Did it not work the first time? Why do we need to have the Holy Spirit come again? Was Jesus just checking out his breath to make sure he didn't need to make a trip to the dentist so that he had poor Phoebe's problem? What was going on here? Why? How do we combine these two occurrences, these two events we have in Scripture? How do we make sense of those? And first, just to be clear, so someone doesn't go running to the bishop, no, I don't think Jesus messed up on the first time. I don't think Jesus did something that wasn't right. I'm not saying that. Please don't get me in trouble. But what I did realize in looking at this text from John this week, was something interesting. Because when I compared it to Acts, I realized something. See, the last time I shared this text from John a few weeks back, like I mentioned, there's some verses that follow it that we talked about as well. And it's in those verses that follow it that we learned that not all the disciples were gathered in that upper room on that resurrection night. You remember that story? You remember what happened? We know that at least one of them, Thomas, was not in that room. That's why he's gotten the name Doubting Thomas over all the years. He wasn't in the room with the disciples. And as I read this week in a couple of commentaries, they suggested it's probably likely that there were a few others missing as well. They weren't all together at that time. They weren't all together when he breathed on them to give them the Holy Spirit. Now that stood out to me, that they weren't all together. And I flip back over to Acts then, the scripture we heard a little earlier, Acts 2. And right at the very beginning in verse 1, go ahead, Dave, put that up there for them. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. See the highlighted word this time? I even underlined it. I want to make sure you see it. They were all together. All of them were together for that day of Pentecost. On that first evening that John recounted for us, the disciples, they were still scattered. They were still reeling. Even after some of them had had this experience with Jesus, they still didn't know what to do, where they were supposed to go. They were still fearful in that moment, in that time. Didn't know what was to come, didn't know what they were to do. But then Jesus, over those next 40 days, continued to do what Jesus does. He continued to teach those disciples. He continued to prepare them, continued to guide them. He continued to encourage and build them up throughout that 40-day time. He did all that he could to prepare them before he ascended into heaven. And among the final instructions he gave to his disciples right before he did ascend, he told them to return to Jerusalem. Return to Jerusalem and wait for the coming of the Spirit. Go together and wait. And I have to imagine that after spending 40 days with the resurrected Lord, those disciples, they had to be hyped up a little bit, right? They had to be pretty energized for ministry, knowing that Jesus had literally risen from the dead. It had to be an inspiring experience for the disciples. They probably felt that they were ready to take on the world, to do anything, go anywhere, do what they could. But Jesus told them to wait. Jesus told them to stay together. Jesus told them to continue to worship, to pray, to encourage one another, to break bread together, be together in that time, and wait. And here's one piece of this puzzle that I think is really easy for us to miss, but it really stood out to me this week, because to their credit, to all 11 of those disciples' credit, they actually listened to Jesus. They did what they were instructed. They returned to Jerusalem, and they stayed together in that time, and they waited. And then we're told, 10 days after the ascension, they were gathered together. They were all gathered together. And it was when they were all together, when they had all been praying and worshiping and loving together, all doing as they'd been instructed, we're told that the Holy Spirit showed up in a mighty and a powerful way. Suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. To be sure, what happened in that upper room, what happened on that day of Pentecost, it was an individual experience for each of those disciples. Each of them were touched by those flames. Each of them were set on fire by God, given gifts and talents as the Spirit saw appropriate. Because that is the truth. When we experience the divine, when we are in the presence of God, when we encounter the Holy Spirit, it is unique to us. My experience will not be the same as your experience. And that's okay. That's what happened in that upper room, I'm sure. But while our experiences may be unique, they may be individual, it is still something that I believe happens when we are all working and praying and living and worshiping together. That's what the disciples experienced when they were together, doing it together. On the resurrection day, Jesus breathed his spirit onto them. We're told that. I don't doubt it happened. But I believe he breathed into them hope and promise and peace on that day. But then it was on the day of Pentecost, the day that we celebrate the birth of the church, a day when they were all together, all looking to follow the instructions they've been given by Christ, that the Spirit came. And the Spirit set them on fire. That is what God's Spirit still does today. Nearly 2,000 years later, as we celebrate the day of Pentecost, that is what the Spirit is doing. I think it is awesome that we got to welcome 4 new members into our church on this day. 4 new members into our community of faith. 4 new individuals to contribute their own prayers and presence, their gifts and their service, their witness and their abilities for the good of God's kingdom. And I did it by accident. When I put confirmation on this day, I didn't realize it was Pentecost because it wasn't me doing it. That was God. That was God working in our church. Because just as the disciples experienced, we are fully able to embrace God, the work of the Spirit, when we worship and pray and love, and when we do those things together. We may not have the windows rattling with a loud rush of wind today. We may not see tongues of fire descending into this room at this very moment. But I am still certain of one thing. There is one thing that I have no doubt about, and that is that the Holy Spirit is in this place. The Holy Spirit is with us all, moving through our pews, moving through our bodies, empowering us, encouraging us, setting us on fire. That is what God is doing in our times of worship, in times of worship throughout our community, across our country, across our world. God is at work, empowering us for the work of ministry. So I pray, I hope, that on this day of Pentecost, that you may feel your heart strangely warmed, that you may be encouraged, that you may be reminded that you are chosen. You are chosen by God. That you may experience the sense of peace that comes in knowing that our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that he went to the cross for you because he loves you. He forgives you. And now he empowers you with that same Spirit. After I got past Phoebe and her little episode, I had another scene stuck in my head, another words stuck in my head. It was the words of hymn 420 in our hymnals. Breathe on me, breath of God. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what thou dost love and do what thou wouldst do. Breathe on me, breath of God, till I am wholly thine, till all this earthly part of me glows with the fire divine. My friends, feel that breath on you today. Feel that power ascending upon your soul. Breathe the breath of life into your lungs. Let it set you on fire. And then in turn, let us go forth. Let us go forth to set this world on fire with the love of Jesus Christ our Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Descend upon our hearts today, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's stand, if you're able, for our final song.
Sorry, I left a mess for you there, Nathan.
It's a nice mess.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence I tasted and see of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Let us go forth in the joy of the Spirit. Feel the power of that holy wind and that holy fire in your lives. Go forth into God's world as God's own children, emboldened and encouraged by this power. Go forth with God's blessing. Amen.